Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 9th November 2020. Top stories for today. Those found guilty of polluting rivers and water sources in Selangor will now be slapped with a mandatory prison sentence and can be fined up to a maximum of 1 million ringgit following amendments to the Lembaga Urus Air Selangor Luas Enactment 1999 today. This comes after a total of 10 amendments to the Luas Enactment were voted through in the Selangor State Legislative Assembly this morning, which apart from the heavier penalties, also introduced a reward system for whistleblowers. Opposition leader Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim today questioned the government's projected growth of the country's gross domestic product GDP, which is expected to expand between 8.6 to 9.6% in 2021, claiming it is unrealistic. He also called on the government to review its allocation to combat COVID-19, among other points of contention, if it hopes to see Budget 2021 passed by Parliament. Malaysia is hoping that the new United States administration can bring a change to the Israel-Palestine conflict, said Deputy Foreign Minister Dato Kamarudin Jaafar. Kamarudin said the Organisation of Islamic Cooperation, or IC Secretary General Dato Yusuf Al-Othaymeen, also reiterated its strong support to Palestine and stressed that the cause of Palestine and Al-Quds was the core issue behind the formation of OIC and also its source of strength and unity. Myanmar authorities are due to release early election results today after what appeared to be an enthusiastic turnout despite fears of the novel coronavirus for a vote that is expected to give leader Aung San Suu Kyi a new term. The Election Commission is expected to announce early official results later today. President-elect Joe Biden will convene a coronavirus task force to examine the number one problem confronting him when he takes office in January, while President Donald Trump pursues several long-shot gambits to hold on to his job. Biden is due to meet with an advisory board led by former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy and former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner David Kessler to examine how best to tame a pandemic that has killed more than 237,000 Americans. Tropical storm Eta made landfall at the Florida Keys and was set to bring hurricane conditions after slamming Cuba and earlier cutting a deadly path through Central America and southern Mexico. The U.S. National Hurricane Center warned that Eta was bringing strong winds, heavy rains and dangerous storm surge over portions of southern Florida and the Florida Keys. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.